Let us pray. May we this day, O gracious God, respond to your invitation to put our life into its proper rhythm of faith. And may we change our rhythm in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, when my brother Terry was first married to Anne after being, and then they were away for 5 years in Australia, and when they came back to visit us, but especially for her to visit her mother Margaret in White Rock. Now, my brother is a voracious reader, and while he was recuperating from jet lag and the stress of teaching, he loved relaxing in a chair with a book. But Anne's mother, Margaret, was a doer, and she took her daughter aside. She was concerned that Terry was bored, read lazy, because all he was doing was sitting around reading. She was starting to make a list of things for him to do, when it was made quite clear to her that my brother would not be at all pleased with being presented with such a list. Okay, so who was right? Margaret the doer? Who was, wouldn't you know, a hard-working lay member of the United Church of Canada? Or Terry, my brother, enjoying a respite from the demands back then of being a new teacher? That was a long time ago, but it was pretty exhausting for him. So bearing that in mind, our reading today from the Gospel of Matthew that Walter just shared with us contains, to me, one of the most comforting passages of all time. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Jesus said, I will give you rest. It's a wonderful promise, a soothing assurance to which many of us turn, especially when our burdens seem impossible to bear. The promise of God's grace to relieve and restore us. And yet, do we really live as though we actually believe that promise? Well, I've got to say, I don't. I often make to-do lists a mile long, in fact, almost daily, as sort of like a hyper-ambitious scout or girl guide or something, collecting merit badges. And if I don't do the things on the list, somehow I feel that I've failed God. Can any of you relate to that? You see, I think that human beings have a perverse way of turning Jesus' easy yoke back into a hard one by driving ourselves to do more and to be more. Yet all God asks of us is that we be in relationship with the Spirit. Now, there's a minister who's famous among clergy, not famous among most people, but her name is Barbara Brown Taylor. And she tells of a September a few years back. She had more to do than any one person could do. And she admits that it was her own fault. She was not very good at saying no. Does that sound familiar? Think of a few ministers that you might have in mind. And I can't say I'm not one of them. She liked to be needed. And carrying a heavy load seemed to be the best way to feel needed. So it seems that Barbara Brown Taylor worked a couple of 60-hour weeks in a row. She was telling herself she would rest just as soon as she got it all done. During this episode, she didn't sleep well, her back began to hurt, but she pressed on. Pressed on until one morning, she couldn't get out of bed. The muscles in her back had gone on strike. She could not move. First, she panicked. And then she did what all religious people do. She bargained with God. She assured God that she'd gotten the message. She would slow down and stop playing Superwoman. Just let her get out of bed. No deal. God would not play her game. So she lay there for the next week, her to-do list and her appointment book gathering dust on the bureau. At first, it drove her crazy. But then, as the week wore on, the list and the appointment book began to lose their power over her. She became more interested in how the sunlight moved across the ceiling as morning turned to afternoon. She slept a lot and read a lot and thought a lot about what really mattered. Her friends came to call, and she visited with them and spent more time with her family than she spent in years. It was a restful time that she remembers fondly. It was an easy yoke, but she realized it was not one that she would have voluntarily chosen. "Come to me," he said, "all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." No wonder these words are still, after centuries, music to our ears. Those who please God are not those who can carry the heaviest loads alone. No, they are those who are willing to share their loads. Share their loads, especially by entering into relationship with the one who says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So do you think that that's something we can take to heart? Let us pray. Through our trust in your word, O God, may we learn to lay down our never-ending to-do lists, those heavy burdens we create for ourselves. May we turn to you to help us shoulder the yoke that distributes the weight of life evenly. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.